Good morning, church. Our first song today is We Bring the Sacrifice of Praise. And, you know, the song is about when you don't necessarily feel like praising God, praise Him anyway. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, and praise Him some more. So let's stand, let's open up some prayer. Father, we thank You for today, that we can be here, that we got our health, we got joy. We are born again, and we're ready to praise You here this morning. So, Father, now as we come to You in spirit and in truth, that we'll be able to just lift up and magnify Your name, to give You glory and honor. We thank You for this now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer unto You the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer unto You the sacrifices of joy. Sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer unto You the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer unto You the sacrifices of joy. Sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer unto You the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer unto You the sacrifices of joy. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer unto You the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer unto You the sacrifices of joy.
Amen.
You'll find that in Hebrews 13:15.
Hallelujah.
Come, now is the time to You now come,
That the message of the Bible?
Yes, Lord.
There's no stipulations. Just come.
Amen.
A pilgrim was I, and a wandering in the cold night of sin I did roam, when Jesus the kind shepherd found me, and now I am on my way home. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. He restores my soul when I'm weary. He giveth me strength day by day. Me beside the still waters, He guards me each step of the way. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. When I walk through the dark, lonesome valley, my Savior will walk with me there, and safely His great hand will lead me to the mansions He's gone to prepare. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
Amen.
Blind, but
About that. The oldest man who ever lived here on this earth is 969 years old. That's only 10% of 10,000 years. When we've been there for 10,000 years, what does time matter at that point? It's not going to matter. Might as well be a million years. Bright shining as the sun to sing God's praise. It's going to be wonderful.
Song that Jesus gave me, it was sent from heaven above. There never was a sweeter melody, 'tis a melody of love. In my heart there rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody of love. Who died on Calvary, for he washed my sins away. He put within my heart a melody, and I know it's there to stay. In my heart there rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody of love. My endless theme in glory, with the angels I will sing. To be a song with glorious harmony, when the courts of heaven ring. In my heart there rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody of love. In my heart there rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody of love.
You found that to be true?
Thank you, Lord.
Share it with each other this morning. Thank you.
my endless theme in glory. With the angels I will sing. To be a song with glorious harmony. When the chords of heaven ring. In my heart there rings a melody. There rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody. There rings a melody of love. In my heart there rings a melody. There rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody. There rings a melody of love. All complete, He supplieth every need. While I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, I am free, yes, free indeed. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the half has never yet been told. I have found the pleasure I once craved. It is joy and peace within. What a wondrous blessing I am saved from the awful gulf of sin. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the half been told. I have found that hope so bright and clear, living in the realm of grace. Oh, the Savior's presence is so near, I can see His smiling face. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of I have found the joy no tongue can tell, how its waves of glory roll. It is like a great overflowing well, springing up within my soul. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the half has never yet been told. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the half has never yet been told.
Amen.
The Lord our God, great and mighty is He. Great and mighty is the Lord our God, great and mighty is He. Lift up the trumpet, let the anthems bring praises to our King. Great and mighty is the Lord our God, great and mighty is He. Know ye not, you're the temple. Know ye not, you're the temple. Know ye not, you're the temple. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. You are am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. Yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. Yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He. Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He. Lift up the trumpet, let the anthems ring. Praises to our King. Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He.
Amen.
Your people declare your mighty words. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Father, mercy be exalted. May Jesus' name be lifted up. The sacrifice of love has won my pardon, and the resurrection power gives me life. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. Right hand of God.
Jesus. Yes, Lord, we want to come into the Holy of Holies. We want to enter your gates with thanksgiving and to your courts with praise. We want to say that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. For great is our God, and greatly is he to be praised. Hallelujah. Great is our God, and greatly is he to be praised. Hallelujah. O Lord, we surrender all to you. We are yours, we've been bought with a price. We ask you today, use us, send us. Not our will, but thy will be done. We humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift us up. Hallelujah. We commit the works of the ministry unto you, and let our thoughts be established. And we want to thank you and praise you for leading us, for guiding us, for directing us, for giving us joy unspeakable and full of glory. Strengthen us with all might according to your glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, I'm grateful to you. Oh, Lord, for seeing me through that. Oh, Lord, that infirmity. Oh, Lord, that you healed this body. You strengthened me. You brought me back to normal. Not just normal, but even you gave me more strength than I used to have. And I thank you, Lord, for doing that for Reggie's sin as well, for healing his body, for strengthening him. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that you are the God that healeth us. You are the great physician. Hallelujah. You are the God that has everything in his control. For Jesus was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. What a mighty God we serve. What a wonderful Savior. What a blessed Redeemer, who is the healer of our bodies and the Savior of our souls. He is the Holy Ghost baptizer. Everybody ought to know. And we love you, we appreciate you, Lord, and we thank you for a day, a glorious day today, a day of victory, a day of celebration, and a day of rejoicing in the Lord and the power of his might. Praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we pray for the anointing upon the pastor as he will bring the message to us. Give him the freedom to preach. Give him clarity of mind. Thank you, Lord, that his focus will be upon you. His mind will be upon you. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for what you are going to do. And we pray that you anoint every ear to hear. To hear, Lord, and receive what God has for us. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for being a stirring of the Spirit within us. Oh, let it be, O Lord, a revival within us. Let something wonderful happen unto us. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that you are in control. And you are, O Lord, the reward of them that diligently seek you. In Jesus' name. Lord, as we are about to receive this offering, we're going to bring our tithes into the storehouse, that it will be meet in my house, the Lord. And prove me herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I do not open the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that it may not be enough room to receive it. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, and your name will be glorified in this body of believers. Hallelujah. Your name will be glorified, your name be lifted up, your name will be magnified. And we want to thank you and praise you for being Jehovah Jireh, for being a provider. Hallelujah. And we bless you and thank you, Heavenly Father, for a day of victory today. Thank you for anointing everyone that gives a testimony today. And your name be glorified with the testimonies. And we bless you, we thank you, we love you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord, above the heavens. And thy glory is above all the earth. And we want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, amen and amen.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
Praise the Lord. Today's a glorious day, and last week we didn't have a chance to do that, but I want to show the cyber members Reggie Shin. So Reggie, can you roll up here? We're going to pray for you and minister to you. So elders, get ready. Bring some oil up. And we've been praying here, Reggie, for you every week. And people are simply asking, you know, who is Reggie? So let's have a camera on him. And this is Reggie Shin, 92 years old, World War II veteran, aviator, a fierce fighter for the Lord and for this country. So would you stand as we're going to pray for him and thank God for his healing? Okay. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and praise you right now. That, Lord, we prayed many Sundays that Reggie would be in church. This is the second Sunday he shows up, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, what the doctor said is impossible. You, Jesus Christ, said it is possible. Amen. And I shall do it. And we pray a total healing on him, Father God. Amen. We speak to his kidneys. Be healed and yes. Be rejuvenated in the name of Jesus. And Father God, he'll be back. Fully recovered. And we thank you for that now. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Well, I want to say that my last meeting with the doctor, he had nothing to talk about. My chart is all perfect. He said there's nothing more we can do. I've got a lot of other things to go through, but I was very happy with that report that the doctor had for me last time, this last week. I thought you'd like to know about that.
Okay. Praise God. You may be seated. Before we pray here today, we're going to have something joyous going to happen to us. And first of all, this is the first Sunday where we have Tim Chola from Colorado. Prior actually, he's from New Jersey. And he has come here to live in Sacramento, be part of our church. And we want to welcome him today and say, we love you, welcome you, and so on. But also, it is with great joy that I want to welcome back Bill Chacon. And Bill came to us back about 1989, 90. And we've been together for a number of years. And my wife and I learned to love him and his wife. His wife is sick today. And I was sitting here, Bill, and saying, you know, should I wait or not wait? And then I felt, no, God said you need to be loved today. And Charles and I have been talking about, you know, we are busy with a number of things. And Bill has a tremendous capacity, has a pastor's heart, and he will be an absolute, what do you call it, a great addition to this church. So, Bill, I want you to come on up here, and Tim, come on up here. I want you both to stand here. Now, I'm going to ask the church, can we have something to play? Pianist, Yuri, can you play something nice for us? And would you stand, and everybody come up, spread out a little bit. Go on this other side here. Give these guys a hug. Tell them you love them and welcome them. Get a good camera shot of them here. Get a good shot of them here. For those of you cyber members, this is Tim Chola. We prayed him in, and he finally arrived safe and secure. You want to say hi to, not mom, but some of your friends?
Just hi. Want to say hi to everybody, especially Jacqueline, if she's watching.
Okay. Yeah. And good to have you here, Bill. This is Bill Chacon. We're going to have an evening with Bill Chacon in the month of December. And hopefully Janice is watching.
Janice is watching.
And wave at your wife.
Okay. For you, honey.
Thank you. You might be seated.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Praise the Lord. It's good to have a good church, right? Amen. Amen. We got a number of prayer requests here, so we're going to pray and lift them up. This is from Trish in the state of Washington. She's 77 years old. And is being rejected by her children. Trish is a survivor of a mental, physical, and sexual abuse by her atheist father and his brother, who from the age of 5 had to endure this abuse when she was rejected by her mother and was forced to live with her father. She came to Christ at the age of 43. Her first marriage ended in divorce, And for many years, she was a single parent working a secular job to be able to care for her children. At the age of 37, she remarried after a great marriage for the last 40 years with her current husband. But two of her sons and their family have rejected Trish, and she's heartbroken over this. Let us pray that God will move in the life of Trish and bring a restoration between her and her two sons. We have now received 13% of the funds we need to pay for Social Security taxes for the year of 2011. Please pray with us that we have, because we have less than 60 days to raise money to pay for these taxes, that God will bless the people so they can help us out. Gert from Belgium needs much prayer as he experienced strong headaches. He has been under much stress from his job as he travels to many nations in Europe for his company. Being a sales executive for a large communication company puts a lot of stress on him, and the company requires long hours at work in conjunction with a heavy travel schedule. We're going to pray for him. I talked to his wife this morning, and their youngest son, Luann, had pneumonia. He's on the mend, but she wants prayer for Luann. And also they want prayer for the meeting in February that they will have a place for it at the European Parliament. Prayer request from Marlene in Chico. Her husband Art is going to have surgery for a hernia on November 8th. She's asking that the surgery will go well and that God will heal Art quickly. The oil prices this week kind of stayed flat. Oil rose 94 cents per barrel, ended up at 94.26. The world government leaders are determined to punish the people in the world by keeping the oil prices high, despite the fact there's no shortage of oil. Matter of fact, there's an oil glut in the world. So we need to keep on praying and press that down. Pray for Kathleen Drake's family. I don't know where in the world she lives. She has learned of the bastard curse, which she knows that the husband has. She also recognized demonic activity in her two adult sons. She's trying to get their interest in learning about these spiritual matters so they can be set free. She's reading and learning with the goal of sharing this information with them. Pray that the Holy Spirit will open their hearts. And then we have two pastors here, actually two people in Kenya. And this is from Pastor Isaac. He must be close to the border of Somalia. This is what he says. There are threats that the Al-Shabaab wants to strike Kenya due to Kenya's military forces in Somalia. Today we had about 3 incidents of explosion and a few cases of death reported so far. When you go for prayers, please remember this country, and tension is growing every time now and again. Thanks and blessing. And this is Pastor Isaac and his wife, Magvi. And then we have a request here from Joshua Magombi, Nairobi, requested Bibles and literature. And the final request is from Sweden, and this is Gunnar Danielsson, and this is a really good friend of Peter and Monica. He has back problems, and he needs prayer for the back. His wife is now in a hospital for her heart. And she's coming home tomorrow, is what he said. So we're going to pray for them. So I need lots of people here. Come on up and help us.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come before you with these requests. And right now I bring before you Kathleen Drake's family. She's found out about the bastard cursed, and she knows that her husband and her son are affected by this. And she's trying to impart information to them, but they're not open to it yet. So we pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that they would realize that there is truth to the fact of the bastard curse in the Bible, and that they would be open for deliverance, and that they would be completely set free from those demonic torments. And Father, we also pray for Pastor Isaac in Nairobi, who requested materials and aid, and we told him that we would pray. So we pray, Father, that this man will have his needs met by your Spirit, which is over there, in Jesus' name. And we pray also for another man named Joshua Mameni, who requested Bibles and literature. We pray, Father, that you will meet those needs as they meet in Jesus' name.
Father God, we want to lift up the situation in Kenya where there is they have sent their military forces into Somalia, evidently, and there's some retaliation being planned. So we know, Lord, that there are demon rulers over these nations that promote war. It's been going on for thousands of years, Lord, and we come against those demon rulers in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask that you send your angels out and hogtie them, tie them down, that they cannot be bloodshed, and that the gospel of Jesus will intervene and take control in the land. And we thank you for that. That's the only avenue to this kind of problem, is that that God's hand intervene. So we thank you for the gospel to go forth and these demon forces to be subdued. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you, Lord God, that you are more than able, Lord. And Lord, this is your church, Lord God, and we lift it up to you right now, Lord God. Lord, we lift this financial problem, Lord, up. It's not a problem. It's just a situation, Lord, that we know you can handle, Lord. And, Lord, we just pray right now, Lord God, that you would touch your people, Lord God, that they would just give, Lord God, so we'd be able to take care of this Social Security problem, Lord God. And, Lord God, that, Lord, your servant said that he's been young and he's been old. Never has he seen your people, Lord, go begging for bread, Lord. And we thank you for that, Lord God. We know, Lord, that you are a provider. And Lord, we thank you for that. We believe you for it, Lord. Ahead of time, Lord, we give you the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So now I want to pray for Gunnar Danielsson and his wife, Margareta. They live in Sweden. I know that for a fact that he is a very busy man and he is needs to be able to work. And so I pray in Jesus' name that you will look after him and that you will heal his back. The back is very critical for his work, and so he needs to have you heal his back, Jesus. Take care of him, Jesus. He really needs you. And so I also pray for Margareta, his wife. Last year when we were over there, I had the opportunity to pray for them, both of them. And she was taking some really bad injections recommended by the doctor. And I know that it probably has affected her heart. She was also taking out some other medications that made her swell up and feel sick. So I pray in the name of Jesus that you will take care of this lady now, and that you will remove all of that crud that is inside of her, that you will remove all that dirt from those medicines. In the name of Jesus,
yes.
Heal her, Jesus, and let her go back to what she used to be years ago when she was well. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will see to her need and that she will be healed in Jesus' name.
Prayer requests for Marlene and Chico. Her husband, Art, is going to have surgery for a hernia on November 8th. She is asking for prayer that her husband's surgery will go well and that he will heal up fast.
Yes.
Well, Lord God, I'm going to pray that you heal him right now.
Yes.
Before he even goes to the hospital.
Amen.
Lord God, we don't receive this. What we're going to receive is, God, that you would please heal this man. And heal him before he even goes to church. I mean, before he even goes to the hospital.
Yes.
Lord God. And you will take and remove this hernia from him. And he won't have to have surgery. And Lord, that's what I receive in my heart.
And I pray, Lord, that you will heal him in a mighty way, and that we'll hear back a report that some miracle happened to this man. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and praise you, Lord, that you are in charge. You are in control of this country and the whole world. And it doesn't matter what the one world government want. It doesn't matter what they plan to do. It matters what you can do. And that's what we count on. We count on you. Because you are a provider and you are the reward of them that diligently seek you. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for a victory here, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for a miracle here. In the name of Jesus. And we want to pray this, that they that pursue evil, pursue it to their own death. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for moving mightily and show to them that there is a God and it's not them. You are God all by yourself. And your counsel will stand and you're going to do all your pleasure. And we thank you today, O Lord, that oil prices will start going down, down below that we can never imagine. And we're going to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. We can count on you, Lord. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
And Father God, I want to lift up a man named Douglas Lute. He's in prison. He was in prison for breaking parole. And we thank you and praise you. His tongue, he has something's wrong with his tongue, infection in his tongue. And I believe, Father God, that this man has a sore in his mouth because God's getting ready to loose his tongue to witness to prisoners.
Amen.
My husband encourages this, and we pray that you have him do that and be strong in Jesus when he does it. We thank you for healing his mouth. Have him understand that the devil is after him. He doesn't want him doing what God wants him to do. And we thank you and praise you that when he comes out of prison, that people will forgive him as God has forgiven him.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, he'll be the husband he needs to be and the father he needs to be and wants to be. And thank you that you've given him a new heart and give him a new tongue in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we want to lift up Gert to you. He's suffering from headaches, Heavenly Father. And Father God, you never leave us nor forsake us. Heavenly Father, the load of work is starting to get to him, Heavenly Father. And I pray that you send your holy angels to him to help with that yoke, Father God.
Amen.
To help lift it off his shoulders, Father God. Give him the supernatural strength to handle these long hours and the traveling all over Europe, Father God. And I pray that the managers, the executives, the supervisors, Heavenly Father, will withdraw some of that load, some of the stress, Father God. Let him be able to rest, to recoup, and be able to pick up the yoke and move on again, Father God. And Heavenly Father, I pray you just strengthen his body, and I thank you that you're going to meet his needs, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' mighty and precious name. Amen.
Father God, I lift up Trish. Father, you know her. You're with her all the time, and you're leading her and guiding her. And she, you know what a faithful mother she has been and how hard she's worked all her life since a little tiny child. Father God, she's had a very hard life, and you've given her a wonderful husband and a good life now with you, walking with you. But she has earnestly prayed for her children, that they would all come to know you. She even wrote a book, as you know, Lord God, of animal stories, that she wrote the book to give the gospel to her children and grandchildren. And at first it seemed like they were going to receive it, but then this barrier started to come in, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind those evil spirits and her sons that are trying to resist you. For they aren't coming against their mother, they're coming against Almighty God. And it's you, Lord, and Jesus that they are rejecting, not their mother. Father, we pray that rejection will cease right now in the name of Jesus, and that they will appreciate their mother. They have a wonderful mother who's done everything for them, and that they will respect her beliefs, and that they will come to know Jesus. Take away the barriers, Lord, and let their resistance be taken out in the name of Jesus. And bless Trish and bless Gus in the name of Jesus. Amen.
It came to my heart the other day to pray that the Lord will enrich us with power, that He will give us the anointing more than there is here, and give us all more power, more the baptism of the Holy Spirit and everything. And it coincided with the pastor's message, who was all about that. And what I want to do, and I pray the Lord will help me to express it the right way, that I will pray the prayer, and everyone that wants to repeat and wants more power from God to repeat after me, that God will enrich us, God will give us the power, will give us the anointing, will give us the baptism of the Holy Spirit for each and every one of us individually. So whoever wants to repeat this prayer, repeat it after me. Okay? Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We're sick and tired of being the ordinary people. We want to be extraordinary. We want to have power. We want to have the anointing to increase in our lives. We want the baptism of the Holy Spirit wherever is needed. And we thank you, O Lord, for breaking us loose. And that a revival will come into our hearts. We thank you, Lord, that's the desire of our lives. To have all the power. To have all that you can offer. To all the gifts to operate in this body of believers. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. And we receive it in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
My Heavenly Father, I want to lift up Ina to you today, Lord. And Father God, she's fighting a battle that she's never had to fight before. And in the mighty, powerful name of Jesus, I command right now every cancer cell in her body to die and to be ejected in the name of Jesus. You are trespassing. You are living there, fed by the devil. And we destroy that work right now. And I pray, Father God, for her healing, that you will heal from deep within her soul and mind and body, that her body will be healed, Father God, that she shall be able to stand here and praise you. Father God, I remember when her back was like raw flesh a few years ago of a tremendous attack, and I never thought that her skin could heal. And we cannot even see that she had those stuff on her back. You healed her so beautiful. And we thank you, Father God, for the same healing with her face. And I praise you for that. And Father God, I lift up Luan to you, Vatna, a young boy in Belgium. We thank you, Father, for strengthening his immune system, that the pneumonia has to go when his immune system gets up. And we thank you for that. And we pray, Father God, you also will open up a place to meet at the European Parliament in February, when Goethe is speaker there, and that there will be no problems, but the place will be there. This meeting will take place, and it will bear fruit. And we thank you now for every prayer spoken here today. And we bless you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You all may be seated.
Okay, we're going to take a moment for some testimonies, if anyone's got a testimony this morning. Okay, Irene.
Good morning. I was just prompt to share something right now that the Lord revealed to me it in prayer. And I think it will work in any area, either in healing or in any other situation that we may be in. And the Lord brought it to me now, so I want to share that. You know, when Mary was visited by the angels, I mean the one who brought Jesus in the flesh, she didn't understand, she didn't know. It was totally strange to her, but she said something. Let it be unto me according to the word of God who was spoken. And I'm just trying to say that many times when I need it from God, I find his word. I look in the scriptures concerning my need. And I would say that, Lord, this is what you say. May it be unto me as you have spoken here for me. And it works many things in my life. So I just want to encourage everybody. I know Aina has a lot of knowledge of the word of God, and she probably knows exactly how to have faith and everything, but that's another extra facet of faith and receiving from God. So I just wanted to share that. Thank you.
Okay. Any more testimonies this morning? It's good to see a little fuller house these days, too. Okay, I'm going to close. Father God, thank you for this day. Thank you for the word, Lord. We thank you for the music. And my favorite line out of the songs that were sung today was, "May Jesus' name be lifted up." And Father, may we see that around our country, the United States of America. May Jesus' name be lifted up. And we thank you, Father, for preserving our freedom. We also I thank you for the word that was spoken here today that we're going to fight back and not lay down. And we're going to stand up for Jesus and not be intimidated. So I thank you for that, Lord, for Christians in America to stand up for Jesus. And we will push back in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for our blessings. We thank you for safety on the road. We thank you for the rain. And we thank you also, Lord, that we'll have a good water supply this year. We thank you for the harvest to get in. We thank you for a new harvest next year. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Shouting victory, singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me.